Hi there, and welcome along to this week's Sunday Mail podcast. Alison Craig here with you on www.sundaymail.co.uk/podcasts. Now, I was out with the girls the other night, and, well, you know what girls are like. We all got together and started talking about sex. And then we started talking about sex education. And sex education in the 70s, what was that all about?
What was your sex education like?
Well, you were there.
Well, I know, but I can't remember it. That's the problem.
I think our sex education was very limited, to put it mildly. I think it was just a film of a baby being born, which is enough to put you off for life, quite frankly.
I don't go back there again.
Exactly. I think that was it. I mean, it was literally some hideous diagram on the, hideous. I'm going, what's that? I don't have that. And I certainly don't want that near me.
Because, Diane, I think you've got a story, though, about biology.
Okay, well, you know how you get... So you get your sex education, this is a man's, and this is his bits, and then of course you get plants in there as well. And I don't like
his bits.
I don't like working.
What kind of sex education did you No wonder I've been confused all these years.
You mean they said it, well, it might leak?
It'll grow very, very big.
It's nice in summer, but not in the winter. In the cold.
Trim it back, yeah.
But so I don't like revising too much, so I thought I'll just do something that interests me, and of course, sort of revise all the men's bits, they're... I've forgotten what they're called these days, but anyway. So when it came, I just got overexcited, I thought, there's your... And it was a sort of mock exam, and he said, you're the only person that actually managed to label a flower as man's scrotum and penis. Because I thought the plant was,
Right, it was just sort of symbolic. Mm-hmm.
How much we were meant to label the flower? 16%.
16%. I have to say, that's better than I did in any of my exams in any subjects. So that was the lovely Diane Lester, and my friend, who sounds so like me that everybody thinks I'm speaking to myself when her and I are out chatting. It's quite strange. But I hope you enjoyed this sex education. And if you'd like to share any of your sex education stories, then for heaven's sake, just drop me a text. You know the number. And you can get in touch via the Sunday Mail, www.sundaymail.co.uk/podcasts. And I look forward to next week. Until then, bye.